not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell. Here's the good news.
And welcome to a Thursday edition of Not Necessarily the News, bringing you the hottest stories and the headlines. So get them before they get cold, okay? And that's on you. We welcome our worldwide audience. Hello, Facebook Live. We were buffering there for an extended amount of time, but we have made our way through it. And in political news, it looks like we have made the deal with China.
Oh.
Yes, we do. Congratulations. Evidently, we're getting some sort of rare earth minerals. That's the thing now. We don't want minerals unless they're rare.
Mm-hmm.
And it came from the Earth.
Yeah, I know. None of your Elon business up in Mars.
All that's happening. Elsewhere, yesterday, Republicans destroyed the Democrats in the annual congressional baseball game.
Oh.
Winning for the fifth straight year. They raised like $2 million something for charity. But
that's nice.
13-2 defeating the Democrats were the Republicans at National Park in Washington Wednesday. Congratulations there. And nobody used bats, and so there was peace. That was good. And then, yes, you know, we may have made some inroads between the two of them. Even though yesterday the peace summit between Elon and Trump on the show was an abject disaster that turned into a Taylor Swift song, as we said.
They didn't end in a hug, but it was.
So, it was about 3 a.m. We told you about yesterday that in the middle of the night, Elon posted that he regretted posting some of those things. Well, it turns out there was a call involved, and Elon and Trump talked a little bit, presumably at like 2 a.m. in the morning or something like that. You know, hey, if this one besties can call anytime.
Well, I know.
Even when they're on the outs. And there may be some mending right there. Now Trump is no longer threatening to cancel Elon's government contracts. So, maybe. I'm just saying. It was worth a try. Maybe we just laid the groundwork down. You're welcome, you two.
Jessica Simpson ready for her next Mr. Right Now, but Jeremy Renner is not going to be it. Rumors are swirling that she's been sliding into the DMs, which is what people do, throwing out hints. And she'd love to spend some time with the actor, but he's just not that into her. Apparently friends think she's reading way too much in to whatever online banter they've enjoyed. And just won't take the hint. Meanwhile, her ex-husband, Nick Lachey, revealed that he broke down in tears when the show Newlyweds ended.
Yeah.
But not because it was the end of their marriage, or a little, you know, forebearer for that. He says he absolutely loved the crew that he'd been filming with for the last 3 years.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of love. Yeah, you can't get more influential, notable passing yesterday than one Brian Wilson, co-founder and really the genius behind the Beach Boys. 82 years old. No word on the cause of death, but Brian Wilson had been diagnosed with dementia and placed in a conservatorship last year. But 82 years old, and even his family, a kind of a surprising 82. A fascinating and tormented life in a lot of ways, but one of the most influential minds in music, and pretty much any generation knows Beach Boys songs. Mm-hmm. So arguably, his songs, which was 30 number ones, which pop chart level is saying something, definitely, that he may have been the creator of the most well-known songs in history. So we could run down the list, but you know him already. Now, interestingly, though, in early 1970... Brian Wilson sat down and made a country album, or at least started to. But this was when the start of a lot of his problems happened. So he never finished it. Well, they did. And then it was slated, and still will, in about 2 months to come out. So we'll see about that. Yeah, it's called, appropriately, Cows in the Pasture. So Brian Wilson, genius, gone at the age of 82.
So it's a buyer's market out there in the world of real estate right now. And have we got a deal for you? The Manhattan home that Hugh Jackman shared with his future ex-wife, Deborah Lee Furness, Well, it's soon going to hit the market in beautiful New York City. It's a penthouse located on three floors, has gorgeous views of the city, 11,000 feet of room to spread out, a library, a sauna, a gym, spiral staircase, and more. All this can be yours for the low, low price of just $39 million, KB. But you don't need to worry about them being homeless, okay? The escrow process could go fast. They also own another penthouse nearby. Have a little place in the Hamptons, as well as a property in Australia.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Plus, Wolverine can live anywhere.
There's that, right?
So, just if you are one of the remaining the go-to movie theaters, and I hope you do, it's a good experience. Just when you thought waiting 20 minutes of movie trailers and previews beforehand was a tough thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're adding, like, you know, Maria Menounos comes up and does trivia for you, and that's pointless. AMC Theaters announced, how about 30 minutes of commercials?
What?
Yeah. They say to avoid raising ticket prices, we're gonna throw in about 30 minutes of commercials right there. So it's going to be just like being at home. Except there's other people there coughing.
It's amazing what passes for entertainment. There was a show on, I guess it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's all trailers.
Tell me about what passes for entertainment.
KB
Center. Pretty interesting in a whole lot of ways.
So just in time for Father's Day, how about a new job, KB?
Yeah.
Well, we've got the chance of a lifetime in beautiful Grand Rapids, Michigan, as the Grand Rapids Gold basketball team is on the hunt for new dancers. Not your average tan, toned, or female variety. Uh-uh. They're looking for men with dad bod energy. Now, no dance training is necessary, but you do have to be 18 years old. Got to come to rehearsals and be ready to perform. So
this will only help the jorts trend. I'm just going to say that.
Ooh, I never thought about that.
There you go.
Maybe they'll go Daisy Dukes.
Mavs have the Mavs main. I think they still do the Maniacs. So we could have put this in Why We Love Today at 6:15. But CMA Fan Fest, or whatever the heck they call it now.
Yeah.
Just concluded. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're in Nashville. And that marked today the one-year anniversary of somebody before today, a year ago, we had no idea existed.
Oh, no.
It's the one-year anniversary of
Hawk Tua
girl.
Oh, no.
That was a year ago today. The world became acquainted with Haley Welch.
We were just starting to forget.
It took about 5 months to learn that her name was Haley Welch.
Hawk Tua.
And then she's actually kind of off the scene. She didn't even last a year. She got some crypto business back then, and that, her. And then finally, yes, with the protests going on, and more, by the way, scheduled, even in North Texas, too, coming up this weekend. They rage on a little, I guess, in Los Angeles, and of course, celebrities can't stop talking about things, to which Katy Perry yesterday said about the L.A. riots that, quote, L.A. belongs to Mexico.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Where did she get this information?
Well, she is an astronaut, Heather Lee.
No, crying out loud.
She's an astronaut.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee. And KFM.